right now, the world is really a mess. The world has always been a mess since the fall. But it feels like we're teetering on the brink of some kind of catastrophe in the world, and also to a certain degree in the church. There is spiritual warfare happening all the time. And for most Christians, for most human beings, that spiritual warfare looks like my struggle with temptation and sin in my own personal life. The enemy, that is the forces of the fallen angels, are trying to lead us astray by tempting us at the level of our imagination, recalling in our memory the things that we might have done wrong in the past or the sinful things that we have been exposed to in the past, and trying to conjure those up again to our minds so that we fall again. That's the spiritual warfare that we wrestle with. Just think, we're surrounded by this host of angelic witnesses, and we're surrounded by an army of demons trying to lead us astray. So we need the protection of the Prince of the Heavenly Host to continue to save us from danger and to protect us from the devil and all the demons who are trying to lead our souls astray. We need him so badly. Everybody should have a devotion to St. Michael the Archangel, because we need him in the church and in the world today as much as we have ever needed him in the church and in the world. His name means, "Who is like God?" Who is like God? He reminds us that we have to work on the virtue of humility. You're not like God. We are because we're created in his image and likeness, but we are not God. Pride is always lurking about, trying to undo the good things that God is working in our souls. Pride, that was the first big problem that the demons ran into. It's my problem. It's your problem. And we're constantly reminded by the intervention, the intercession, the presence of St. Michael, that we are mere creatures relying on God's help and his strength. St. Michael the Archangel, who shows up regularly in the scriptures, especially we hear a little bit about him in the book of Genesis, toward the end of the book of Genesis. We hear about him in the book of Daniel, especially in the book of Revelation, in the epistle of St. Jude. So from the beginning of the scriptures to the end, we have angels everywhere. And St. Michael shows up at these essential moments, especially when God's chosen people need special protection and intervention. St. Michael in the Old Covenant was understood by our Jewish forebears to be especially the protector of God's chosen people. In Jewish tradition, St. Michael was the one who mediated on the top of Mount Sinai, the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments between God and Moses on the mountain. In some of the old Jewish tradition, St. Michael was the angel at the gates of paradise who protected the Garden of Paradise after Adam and Eve were cast out of the garden. We learn this from the Epistle of St. Jude and also from some of the apocryphal books of the Old Covenant, like the Book of Enoch, that St. Michael fought with the devil over the body of Moses. All of these scriptural pieces of evidence show us that St. Michael is especially the chief of God's protecting army for his people. What is the Church of Jesus Christ? Holy Church is God's people. We are the new Israel. St. Michael is still our champion. So we can think about him and pray to him, invoke his intercession to protect Holy Church. So how to incorporate St. Michael into our devotional life? Well, first, a little bit of where the devotion to St. Michael comes from. Most recently, we have Pope Leo XIII in the 19th century wrote this amazing and beautiful long prayer to St. Michael the Archangel. He had this mystical experience wherein God revealed to him how important St. Michael was and is to protect the church. And so he composed this beautiful prayer out of this mystical experience. From that long prayer, we have the shorter St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle prayer that we are all familiar with now. We used to say it at the end of every Holy Mass, and that fell out of use for the last several decades. But recently, here in our country, it's come back into use to pray the St. Michael the Archangel prayer at the end of Mass. And of course, we can pray the St. Michael the Archangel prayer any time of the day. Sometimes people will add it to the end of their Holy Rosary or at night when they're tucking their children into bed. And it's a great way to incorporate this prayer into our devotional life. Moreover, there is the old custom, old medieval custom of St. Michael's Lent. So his feast day, along with the archangels Gabriel and Raphael, now in the new calendar, is on September 29th. St. Michael's Lent was an old custom of a penitential period between Our Lady's Assumption on August 15th and St. Michael's Day, Michaelmas, on September 29th. So a period of penance and fasting in preparation for the great feast of the Holy Archangels. We could do that in our devotional life, make a little penitential Lenten period almost, St. Michael's Lent between the Assumption and St. Michael's Day at the end of September. If a penitential period extending from the middle of August to the end of September might seem like a little too much, and it might be for busy people with families and jobs and the end of the summer, how about a novena in preparation for the feast? So 9 days ahead of September 29th, of more pronounced prayer, a novena of prayers to St. Michael in preparation for his feast, with some penance, perhaps some fasting incorporated into our devotional life, in order to be able to celebrate the feast well. Remember, whenever we are engaging in penitential periods, Advent, Lent, St. Michael's Lent, we're doing that so that we can celebrate the feast magnificently. We're making room in our bodies and in our spiritual lives so that we can celebrate a feast, a solemnity in honor of these great saints of God and these great moments of our liturgical year. And we can do that with St. Michael too. So I, along with my Norbertine confrères at St. Michael's Abbey in Silverado, California, have a great devotion to this marvelous angelic champion of Holy Church, who's the great patron of our monastery, and he's the protector of the whole universal church. We love St. Michael, and I have seen many times in my own priestly life and the life of our religious community just how powerful his protection is. He saves us from physical danger, he saves us from all the dangers of this world, and he catapults us into the heart of Our Lady, who catapults us into the Sacred Heart of our Savior Jesus Christ. There is a continuum of being in God's creation. There are human creatures, there are angelic creatures, there is, of course, the universal divine Godhead in the Holy Trinity. And when we have all of the pieces of this marvelous, beautiful reality all working together, the holy angels with the human creatures, with the created order of the material universe, all directed back to God's glory, it all just works. So we have to incorporate the holy angels, and especially St. Michael the Archangel, into this picture of our own spiritual life, and all the pieces will work together for God's glory and for our salvation.